Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. 1:30, we have Jay Towne, the attorney we really like, the Trump surrogate. I told you what I would make the closing argument, among other things. They're playing you here. Alvin Bragg was trying to play you to this New York jury. Look at how bad this is yesterday with the breakdown of Cohen. It's not just about Cohen and the lying. It's about they knew. They vetted this guy. They, you know. Look, you're not supposed to. You're not allowed to say it. They rehearsed the guy. You can't do it word by word and all, but that's what happens in this. And they thought this would get past you, a bunch of sharp New Yorkers. I'd make that part of the closing argument here, to appeal directly to them, because I believe you only probably need one more to have a solid coalition there. You might have it already. That's going to result in a hung jury, and that's all we need out of this. That's it. Now, would Alvin Bragg dare to come back and try again? Yes, he would. Yeah, you got to realize what you're up against with these people. But I don't think the timelines line up, A, between now and the election, and B, if Alvin Bragg came back and tried to do this after getting a hung jury, I think the surge toward Trump of people identifying with this would be massive. Massive. All right, 855-839-1210. Apparently, there's a story floating around. We'll give you details as we get it, about a security breach of a Marine Corps base. I think this is just breaking now. Quantico, which is maybe the most famous, and the White House is going to comment on it. We'll see what it's about. Allegedly, though, the people involved were in the country illegally. Okay? I'm reading this as we fly, Dan. You could take a look at it, too. This guy allegedly is a Chinese national, too. So you see, this isn't just an ordinary thing going on here. It plays right into what we're facing with Biden. 855-839-1210. Yeah, the Real Housewives of Capitol Hill. Now, the senator who has tagged in is John Fetterman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Fetterman on Twitter said that for years I've said that the House of Representatives is like the Jerry Springer Show. I now say that's an insult to the Jerry Springer Show. Yeah. And that means then that AOC says, I understand you likely would not have stood up for your colleague and seem to be confused about racism and misogyny.
So AOC shooting back at Fetterman?
Yeah, Fetterman. Well, let me finish. I understand you would likely would not have stood up for your colleague, meaning the false eyelashes woman, By the way, I'll give my commentary on false eyelashes. I like them as long as not overdone, Dan. I don't know about you.
Well, we've got to play it back in context.
Yeah, we will. You seem to be confused about racism and misogyny being a both sides issue.
Oh.
Now, this is in relation to Israel. But I stand up to bullies instead of becoming one. And to the women of Pennsylvania, I'd stand up for you, too. Enjoy your Friday. I haven't seen another response from Fetterman. Now, you got to like what Fetterman's doing here. Let's play this in context now. So first, we're going to start with the, you say start with C, right?
Yeah. MGJT going after Merchan's daughter and funding, and then that's where it kind of turns around.
Which is a legitimate question, because Goldman, I'm not sure if he's on that, from New York, apparently admitted that they used the Merchan daughter hair group for something. A lot of the Cory Booker admitted the other day. So it's legit what Marjorie Taylor Greene, up until a point, is doing here. Here's how it sounds.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Merchan's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. Oh, he's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What?
Awkward.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I guess
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Oh, there we go.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even your screen.
That's the order of your committee.
Order.
Please. There's a point of order.
We have a point of order. Mr. Lynch, state your point.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to ask the parliamentarian if your conduct here in raising money in connection with this hearing is referable to the Ethics Committee within this hearing. Is a motion in order to refer your conduct and your abuse of
It's process. Not a point of order.
Mr. I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green.
AOC.
Uh-oh.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl.
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
Baby girl.
I give it to Marjorie Taylor Greene in that round as much as, you know,
you
got problems. Yeah. I mean, what's with the baby girl there? Marjorie Taylor Greene respond. Now, Crockett, I'm always on the lookout for talent. We identified Crockett as who ought to be. I did. Bowman, too. He's not a female, but he pulled the fire alarm, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, we should chunk out on the squads of the two haters and AOC, who's at least entertaining, and take the woman out from Massachusetts. I would tag in Crockett. This woman is completely at the lowest rung. Bobart at her worst. That's what Crockett is on most days. All right, here's part two now. And Comer is the chairman, right, Dan? I think he is. It sounds like it's Comer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Jim Jordan, it would be interesting at that point. Let's have a ruling on the false eyelashes. All right, here's part two.
I move to strike her words for a second time based on her second set of personal remarks attacking another member.
Who?
Chairman Comer.
Because you all cannot seem to apply the rules of the committee.
Stop.
We have to do this every time.
Okay. I'm recognized. I'm going to go ahead and start talking.
Look, I know. Look, I don't know if you've noticed it. I have two hearing aids.
Andy Cohen from the reunion.
I'm not understanding. Everybody's yelling. I'm doing the best I can. Can we not recognize Ms. Green and let her?
We cannot because of the rules of the committee, Mr. Chair. That is what I'm trying to communicate in the present moment.
We have a motion. Okay, what's the motion?
The motion is to strike the gentlelady's words for the second set of remarks, not the first. The second.
She
that applied
no
to
idea.
Me.
She has no idea.
Anna moves first.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I'm the only one recognized right now.
We objected at the time.
Will the member state the word she wishes
yes.
struck?
She told me, or she asserted that I was not intelligent. These are the specific words. We can have it read by the clerk.
It was made immediately.
And it was made immediately. I am not moving now.
I don't think it was.
I am not moving now.
It was made immediately, both by the gentlelady and by me.
Mr. Chair, it was made immediately.
It was made immediately, both by the gentlelady and by me.
Return to us.
Yes.
She said, "You don't have the intelligence to talk to me," is what she said.
Is that in doubt? Is there any doubt?
Ms. Green, for 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Mr. Chair, what is happening with the ruling?
I object to the ruling now.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine these morons, all right, of all stripes here? And Bobart's on the committee. She voted against Green. They have a feud going on. Here's the finale.
I would watch this as a reality show. If they had cameras following these individuals.
Oh, yeah. Here is Crockett now coming back with her attack, but she thinks she's clever by saying if a member said this.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
hold on.
Parliament.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys. Earlier, literally just
you just voted to do it.
Order, order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get clarification.
You're not recognized.
If you watch Real House,
chair, okay.
Yeah.
Order, chair now recognized.
All right, so one of the worst. I mean, his stuff goes, you see what he would eat with Crockett. I think that would be enjoyable, too. All right, the bottom line in this, the idiocy over this, and this is, though, over a serious thing. And this is Marchand's daughter, the gag rule, Trump. I mean, how much more do you know to see that this judge is compromised, should not be the judge in his case, he should have recused himself? That's what they were there to talk about. Also, they were talking about Merrick Garland being held in contempt. He is contemptible on this. He will not release anything around the testimony or the interrogation of President Biden because of how damaging it is. The American people have a right to hear the tape of that. Okay, phone lines.
I don't know if you noticed that. I have two hearing aids.
I'm
very deaf.
The guy, the guy with, having to deal with this. My God. Maybe they all shouldn't be on the same committee. Maybe that's, but there's enough of them here. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Come on, side question today. Don't wait to the end. You know, we don't necessarily have a bunch of time at the end to get in everybody. Hit us with a film, a movie, a TV show, or song in honor of 90210 that has a number, prominent number in the title. Coming up, President Trump starts talking about the most recent campaign stop. The civil rights issue of our time, school choice. I'm glad that he's saying it, but there was somebody in the audience there who's made that phrase a hallmark of his, leads people to believe that he is the one ultimately will be the VP choice. Tell you who that is coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
A what now?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We will talk with Jay Towne coming up at 1:30, the surrogate Trump attorney we really like. How devastating was this yesterday? Well, it was devastating, but it ain't over till you have that jury start to deliberate. And I still bet right from the beginning what's going to happen here is going to be a mistrial. Now, we have Bill O'Reilly on yesterday. He knows Trump better than most, written book with him, about him, been at events with him over the 20, 30 years. He couldn't figure out, and here's one of the critical things, what in the world would have Trump, not, it's not just the CNN thing, O'Reilly yesterday going after both the moderators over there and ABC, it's that he agreed not to have a crowd. I mean, this is what I think gives energy, gets Trump going. Not this just back and forth that's boring, and this is going to be incredibly tepid, I think. But it's with a crowd there and the crowd reaction. I was there at the very first one, Infinity Live, big night, and Megyn Kelly went right after him. She was sick, and we didn't know it then, but right after him about all the things he had said about women. There was a pause of about a second, second and a half in Trump's response. And then he did the thing with the finger and said, only Rosie O'Donnell. And the place just erupted. That was a sign of what we were going to see play out here. But without an audience there, you know, if whoever the moderator, Jake Tapper, says something, he goes, only Rosie O'Donnell, it's flat. You know, it doesn't have, you know, why bother? Why engage? So it's a mystery to me. And I know some of you just keep on saying, well, he just wants to get in the ring. He doesn't care. He's going to beat up on Biden and all the rest of it. And again, who has the advantage at this point? Trump has the advantage. Biden's the one that's desperate to reset things here. Particularly, I'm thinking if Biden said it after Michael Cohen's testimony yesterday, I think it's a fair bet Trump wouldn't do it. Because he's got a sense that this jury is not going to convict him. And that's what Democrats need, a convicted felon tag on Trump. They're not going to get it after this. Not going to be acquitted either. And we've come too far for that. But what's going to happen is he's going to be out of jail free card. And none of the others are going to matter. The other three cases are not going to happen before the election. So why do this? Home territory for Biden? All right, I could see this argument. I'll even do two on hostile territory if I can get Biden on Fox. Not because Brett Baer and Martha McCollum are going to kill him, but for once, for an hour and a half, he can't escape. They can't usher the media out of the room. He can't withstand actual journalists going back and forth with him over this for 90 minutes. He can't do it. You know what he'll do? He'll start howling. He'll be angry. He'll walk off the stage the wrong way or something like that. So why not get him to do that when you're willing to give up a crowd, the mic shut off, and two home court advantages? Doesn't make sense. I get the idea. I'll tear him up and all that. I get all this. But come on. Let's be strategic here. And the bottom line is this is giving in too much just to have the opportunity to go after Biden, particularly the audience, I think. Not having that there, and it's ridiculous, this stuff. Oh, we, you know, they make too much noise, and oh, my God, it's not civil. Every debate, or almost every debate that I remember, has had an audience there. Why can't we do that again? Well, it's because of Trump. That's why we can't do it. All right, one other thing, then we'll talk to Jay Towne, 855-839-1210. You get in. Scottie Scheffler is the world's number one golfer. I really don't understand why. The stuff that he does in his swing just is not fundamentally something that you think. It's not Tiger Woods. It's not Jack Nicklaus. This guy's number one, and he is winning all over the place. So he's headed today to get to Valhalla. Yes, that's an actual name, of course. PGA Championship.
Valhalla!
One of the four majors. And sadly, there was a tragic accident. A shuttle bus hit someone and killed him. So it's rainy. It's early morning. And even though he doesn't tee off until hours after that, he's got a routine. They do a pregame stretch out. Then you practice and get ready for the tee time. And apparently, he thinks he's doing the right thing. He turns into the golf course. And this detective who's directing traffic for the Louisville police force tries to stop him and then grabs onto the car as Scheffler is driving down the driveway. And finally, Scheffler stops, takes him out, immediately handcuffs him. I'm looking at a mugshot of Scotty Scheffler in an orange jumpsuit. He makes it to the golf course, PGA in the tank a little bit here, Dan. It was raining, but they push it back a period of time. And he birdies the first hole. Now, he's not in the lead or actually that close to the lead at this point. Had to be a bit shaken by this. Here's what got me on Twitter. Both on the left, I'm going to play Al Sharpton and this other woman who were on the Morning Joe show of where they go attacking the police. But Joy Kelly, who's been on here, great investigative reporter, on her Twitter, Dan, she and these people on the right are also attacking the police. Now, on paper, this detective seems a little bit officious about stuff, maybe. But, you know, if the cop tells you to stop in this situation, you're in the driveway of a golf course or a country club, you got to stop at that point. I mean, haven't we learned this? Here's Al Sharpton with Morning Joe. And Morning Joe's the voice of reason here about Scheffler. Sharpton brings up Breonna Taylor. After all, it's Louisville. Yeah, that's where he's going. Here it is.
Was booked on charges of second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from officers directing traffic. He had been scheduled to tee off a little after 10 a.m. Eastern. Now, all start times were delayed by an hour and 20 minutes because of that fatal traffic accident that happened earlier this morning. And to your point, Joe, as we sat down here, because we were following this all morning long, a picture came up on Twitter X, which is not particularly reliable these days as to what's real or what's not. And it's Scheffler, a Scheffler mugshot in an orange jumpsuit. And our first instinct was, that can't be real.
Right.
It is real. We just showed it, and ESPN, who's been all over this story, is now reporting that Scheffler is receiving a police escort back to the golf course.
Well, so is he still charged?
He has been charged, but he has been released now, and he's heading to go tee off.
That's crazy.
Okay.
So
this is the same police force that shot and killed Breonna Taylor.
That's exactly right.
What was the resolution of that?
They were not punished to the degree of the law. I mean, you're dealing with with justice in Louisville, which is what Breonna Taylor's mother and others have been talking about for a long time. I mean, the absurdity of the story that the policeman didn't even ask, why did you keep driving? Nothing, no interrogation. Just wait, I told you something. I'll jump on the car to stop you.
Yeah. He didn't jump on the car.
This shows you the mentality that we were dealing with Breonna Taylor and others in the Louisville area.
Wow. Okay. We'll be following this story. It seems a lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah, nobody's.
We can't jump to any conclusions, obviously.
Right.
Just very curious and
sounds like you're jumping
concerning.
To
conclusions.
And I mean, and nobody's comparing this to, obviously, Breonna Taylor.
Well,
it is still.
No, my point is just it's a very militarized police force.
Exactly.
The mentality.
Yeah, no. Totally get it.
Ooh, okay.
Totally get it. But I mean, again, say, what are they thinking? Like, what are they thinking? And the ESPN reporter who's looking at it the entire
I have an inside the mind of Joe Scarborough there, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear
let's hear inside.
I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. Look, do I think the cop is totally right in this? No. But again, you got to stop in these situations. They're directing traffic. I know he wants to get there. Now, you know what the next spin is going to be. He's a guy of privilege. He's a white guy. Molly millionaire. He's getting away with this. Breonna Taylor didn't. You can't go Breonna Taylor here with the Louisville Police Department. The cop's being mocked. And I guess this part is mockable, Dan, because they want $80 for his pants, which were messed up during this whole thing with Scotty Scheffler. Yeah. He didn't jump on the car. I think he was holding on to the handle on the side. Scottie Scheffler should have stopped rather than continued driving there. I mean,
why would you continue driving?
Yeah. Well, it's useful. Any other day, they would attack Scheffler and the PGA Tour white supremacy. But it's useful for them to say all these cops are the same. They attack everybody.
You suggested yesterday that Scottie Scheffler's a robot.
Yes.
This is proof that he just, malfunctioned and drove through the traffic stop and refused to stop. And
Yeah, I think he is a robot. Squeaky clean. He's a religious guy. He's winning big time. But on this, I got to say, until further notice, I think he did the wrong thing. Now, we'll see. This is just percolating as we're speaking. Everybody jumping on it to use it for some other kind of purpose. All right, coming up, J-Town, we've loved. It's been the silver lining of this trial. He's with us. And I want to talk with him, the surrogate for the Trump campaign, about the idea of the closing arguments. What's the prosecution going to say? Are they going to try to bring up Cohen and minimize that? Probably not. I don't see how you can minimize it. But I think you got to play with the idea they're playing you. You're a New Yorker. You don't get played. That's what Alvin Bragg is. It's about Bragg, not just Cohen. Yeah, we know all this stuff. It's about Bragg. How did they put a guy like this on to score? I mean, this is bringing in a guy, you're down in the red zone. He's going to push it into the end zone. They vetted him. They practiced with him. Why in the world would they think this would get by? All right, that's the closing argument. Let's talk about Captain Chuck. He's here for a moment. Memorial Day planning underway. Graduation party planning. Captain Chuck, he's to the rescue. Order delicious seafood and make your gathering a hit. Let Captain Chuckie's help. Don't forget to order the brand new Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. This is a delicious, creamy 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some heat. Check your store for availability. And it's a perfect time to check on all of Captain Chuckie's offerings. Delicious stuff, mushrooms, salads, tremendous variety of homemade sides, desserts, they have it all. The soups, don't forget the soups. Several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, literally a crab cake for everybody. They use only the highest quality ingredients. Their Gulf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild caught, never farm raised. My favorite too, include them, the Dom Roll. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckie's is there, too. Several locations. Visit CaptainChuckie's at theshore.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in as we close the week out. No court today. President Trump's, Baron Trump's graduation. Jay Town is with us to wrap this up, but more importantly, I think, to look forward to the closing arguments. You know, how much do they matter? He's got a lot, hundreds of cases or more of the closing argument, bringing it all home. And just sitting here without his expertise, I told you one of the lead things I would engage in, which is it's Bragg. Michael Cohen is just this vessel here. They tried to play you. They tried to get this past you. You're smart New Yorkers. You can see through this. You don't want the world to be, as this, you know, goes forward, seeing you as duped here, that anything actually happened here. Let's go to Jay Town on Talk Radio 1210. So, Jay, welcome back. And how important is the closing argument? Maybe you have one where you think you turned the tide, that it's that important.
Yeah, I think that, well, and hi, Dom. Good to be with you again. I think that, and I've had cases where what we refer to as prosecutors anyway as arguments cases, right, where there's a lot of pieces, puzzle pieces, maybe it's a document-intensive case, and you really have to, in your summation and your closing arguments, you really got to put all those pieces together for the jury. And I would say that for the prosecutors in Manhattan, it's an argument case at this point. I mean, honestly, if Judge Mershon had any, you know, sense about him or guts about him at all, when the defense moves for a directed verdict on Monday or Tuesday, whenever that happens, without even the defense having to put on a case, the judge should dismiss this nonsense. I mean, look, there's not been evidence beyond a reasonable doubt of any element of any crime. And the conduct that the state or New York is faced, focused on, rather, for almost this entirety of the entire trial, to include their opening statements, is legal conduct. Stormy Daniels got paid money for an NDA. Well, so she was paid directly out of Donald Trump's mm-hmm. personal account. Okay. I mean, tell me where the law has been broken here. And you know, well, Weisselberg and Cohen got together in these uncorroborated series of conversations. No doubt they talked at some point because Weisselberg directed Tarasoff to, you know, to start sending $35,000 checks. But there's no evidence Weisselberg said, well, yeah, this is how we get around campaign finance laws, or let's make a false entry to hide it. I mean, there's nothing that suggests any of that other than Michael Cohen. And I know you want to talk about him, but back to your point about closings, I really feel like the defense did a great job all throughout the trial to cast reasonable doubt on all those elements for all of the crimes that could be alleged here.
Yeah, and what I was saying as an emotional argument, because, Jay, I don't know, you may see this differently. I don't see them being able to acquit simply because they got to go back home. Some of them have antagonism toward Trump. But I'm happy to say that more, I think, will hold out, support each other when this comes down, and it's going to be impossible almost to get something guilty here. They're not going to go for it. They're going to be strengthened in numbers. And if you want to be on the team of people who were not, I would be going after Bragg here too, in the grand summation, that Michael Cohen, look at him, and this DEA was so determined to just make an attempt at getting Trump, you know, go through what prosecutors do. I know you're not allowed to, quote, coach people, but you know, go through.
You
vet them, sure. And you go through their story so that you know pretty much. I mean, the first thing I remember in law school, you don't ask a question you don't know an answer to. Did they not Correct. Know what would happen? Are they that ill-equipped that they thought they would get past the Schiller stuff and that somehow or another he would be able to escape this and convince us that he wasn't talking about the 14-year-old and all that? He was going to give the ultimate thing here to Trump, that this is a done deal? That's amazing to me that they tried to do it.
The short answer is yes, they are that short-sighted. And, Dom, I'll tell you this, the exhibit with the text messages from, you know, between Schiller and Cohen on the one call that he pointed to in October, that was right around the time that Stormy Daniels got paid. Mm-hmm. He said, that's the call where I talked to the president. And I told him everything there was to know about the NDA and the payment to Stormy Daniels. Well, it turns out, and I'm not sure, but this was a defense exhibit, not a state exhibit, these text messages. I think that they took Schilling's phone to Cellebrite.
Right.
Cellebrite's a, for your listeners, is a company that can sort of get the cookies or the sort of the layers of information that you thought you deleted from your device, and they can pull that back out. Well, they were able to do that, I think, on Schilling's phone. And lo and behold, here are these text messages. I mean, they had this thing set up. And this is, I think, your point about going after Bragg. Because when they had Cohen on the stand for a day, right, or whatever it was, and, you know, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, I did lie that time, but that's because I was loyal to Mr. Trump. And he had this sort of, you know, soft voice about him, very calm. CNN just was lapping themselves on the back of the neck that how wonderful Cohen was doing. He's truly a reformed person. And then Todd Blanche gets up there And okay, well, we're going to run through all these lies again. And people are like, well, that's not very effective. We already know he's a liar, you know, but I guess he has to do it. But then what he does is he says, okay, you lied here. You were under oath, right? Yes, sir, I was. What about here? Under oath? Yes. Did you swear the statement was true while you were under oath? Yes, I did. And then in his same soft voice, right, very in control, I'm a reformed man. All right, let's play your podcast from a week ago. Donald Trump is the blah, 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 expletive. Yes. Yeah. Right, right. And the jury's sitting there thinking, okay, that's not the guy that's been sitting in this courtroom. I don't know Michael Cohen, but he seems like a decent guy that just got, you know, caught up in a thing. No, this is him just a couple of weeks ago during this trial saying all these things in a bombastic way. And so the jury's thinking, okay, maybe this guy is, you know, acting. Maybe he was overprepared by the prosecution. And then they get to that one phone call, that big moment where the whole conspiracy just blows up in Donald Trump's face, right? And it turns out he was lying. And when you lie to – it's one thing if you lie to Congress or you lie to whoever out on the street, right? You come into court and have to admit you lied, which he did. But he lied to that jury 2 days ago, not a month ago, not in 2018.
Exactly. That's
days ago.
Yeah, that's the vibe, you know, particularly, Jay, with New Yorkers. I could say here in Philadelphia, but they pride themselves even more. There's a touch of arrogance. You know, if you were down in Alabama, you would do it in a different way. They think you're blank. You know what I mean? A city slicker, whatever this guy Cohen is. Yeah, brag. They're laughing about this. They think they can put it over on you. And I'm hoping that would shake another person or two loose. So, Jay, if you had to guess based on all this, do you see out of the three choices, I know this is hard, acquittal, guilty, or as I do, mistrial, but a strong mistrial, 3-4, maybe even more people, just not going to go along. What do you think happens?
So when you say mistrial, you're talking about a hung jury, of course, right?
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yep. And so I would say that if I had to bet on those three, you know, boxes, right, like we're playing some kind of Trump roulette here, I would put my money, if I could only bet on one, on the hung jury. But here's the thing about less than 1% chance they convict them. I mean, there's never a guarantee either way. So I'm not just going to go against everything I've said my entire career as prosecutor. But what I'll tell you is that these people have to go home and, you know, when we started this trial out, and I agree with you, it's like these people live in circles where, you know, everyone hates Trump and everybody, you know, is going to say, I can't believe you cut him loose. Right. He's the devil. He's the worst thing since, you know, Hades. But after a month of this, there's no way for a reasonable person that's been following any of the coverage of this case to say to themselves, I don't understand how you acquitted him. I think it would be more at this point. How could you have convicted him?
Right.
You're a dishonorable person without integrity. You didn't have reasonable doubt about the whole case hinges. The fulcrum of it is Michael Cohen. And you didn't have any doubt about, you'd have to believe everything Michael Cohen told you in order to convict Trump. And you did. Let me sell you a bridge just over here in Brooklyn.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I want to hit them. And Jay, I guess sometimes, you know, you can't find when Johnny Cochran, if it doesn't fit, you have to acquit. You're looking for something to send them home with when they get out of this, that they can say, if somebody, you let Donald Trump, democracy's going to die, something they can utter back that just summarizes this whole thing. That's artistry, genius. I'm sure you were sitting there getting ready for this, and some thought occurred to you, a phrase or line of it, and you went, yes, that's it. Sometimes it may not come to you.
Yeah, I mean, thus far, I don't know that the defense team has been, you know, so pithy.
Yeah.
But I will say there was sort of a my cousin Vinny moment where he said, you didn't talk to Donald Trump that night. Just admit it. We know. Right. And it was that sort of moment where, you know, Vinny had the expert on tires on the stand. Right. And it all blew up because they put on, you know, his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
My point is, I think that this jury could go home if they acquitted Donald Trump and say due process is just as important as any other virtue that you are throwing in my face right now, democracy or the election or the future of the country or whatever. Due process is the bedrock principle of this country, that you can't take my property without it. That's really why we left the Brits, right? That we wanted our own freedom of religion. We wanted our freedom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? I'm not going to take this man's freedom away without the state meeting its burden. And they can't even see the burden of proof from where the state's case is standing right now.
Exactly.
Right? It does take courage to acquit. But I honestly think in this case, they'd have a hard time explaining to their neighbors or their law partners or their business people or customers, how did you convict the guy? You know, are you just a sham person that just wasn't there, wasn't listening, you know?
Yeah, my only regret is it's not on TV to see this moment with Cohen, and I think that would ratchet up the pressure.
Oh.
Hey, Jay, thank you so much for coming back on today, and absolutely, we want to talk next week. Is this? Do you think who's the defense going to call as witnesses? Do you think they'll put on any?
It's tough. I mean, look, at this point, it's two or three people, right? It's they have an expert on campaign finance laws.
Right.
They have Bob Costello, who's willing to testify.
Right.
Bob's been all over the news. He's Cohen's former lawyer that mm-hmm. Cohen told him all these lies. And I suppose you could put on Schilling to say, yeah, he called me that night. The president wasn't even near me. All right. Thanks. You know,
that's
now,
it,
you know, you. But I don't even know that that's necessary because it opens the door to, well, when did he call and he was there and they talked and did they talk about Stormy Daniels? And, you know, I don't know if you want to even get into that at that point. If the judge had any courage at all, this case would be dismissed on Tuesday.
I couldn't agree more. Hey, Jay, thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Dom.
Take care.
You too, bud.
Jay Town, great find for us during all of this stuff. All right, your reaction at 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Don't forget the side question. Let's get one on the board. I don't know, Dan, any good ones on Twitter? Is this so hard today? Hit us with a TV show, a film, or a song with a prominent number, a number in the title. Okay, it's all that we need. Got any to report that we might...
Do you not see them up there? There's a couple that have rung in.
Nothing.
Okay.
Something's wrong with my screen here. It's invisible.
Sorry, let's go to Richard in Somerdale. Richard's got a great
Okay,
answer.
Richard, welcome in.
Yeah, hi. Before I get to that, I don't know if you heard the news, but they finally revealed the message sent to the children by Our Lady of Fatima. And it came out today that she predicted that as long as the Democrats are in charge, you'll never be able to pump your gas in New Jersey.
You've been sitting on that line for like 50 years, going Lady of Fatima joke here. Pretty good.
Anyway, my number is 24 with Kiefer Sutherland and Jack Bauer.
Yes. I wish Jim were on today. That was an all that, particularly that first year. 24 is a very good one. Yeah, Dan, I can't. Thank you, Richard. I don't see anything up here. I don't know what's going to be invisible ink here. Yeah. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. More calls coming up at 2 o'clock. The Philadelphia police apparently are seeing some pretty good recruiting numbers. What in the world could that be due to? Well, Jim Kenney, Daniel Outlaw, we're going to talk with their head of recruiting around that. You get in at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Let's go to the callers. Joe in Westchester. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Joe.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dom. Great show as usual. I have a quick comment about the trial. I mean, there are two lawyers on the jury, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I keep hearing. Now, I don't know what kind of lawyers they are, but I think they'd be ashamed to not hold out, at least, you know, let alone, you know, vote guilty, because every good lawyer in the country, right, is saying what a sham this trial is, right? So I think it would hurt the career.
So you're saying they would hold out. They'd hold out and say reasonable doubt has happened. Is that what you mean?
I would think so, right? If they're, you know, worth their, you know, pissing their balls.
Well, look, I would agree with you, but if their attorneys, I don't know if one's retired, one's active. They might be worried if it comes out that they voted to not convict Trump, that it could hurt them. So, but Joe,
no, it's possible. Yeah, but I take
your point. Yeah, but from what I can tell, yesterday this was so devastating—not just about Cohen, but about Bragg and this whole deal of how they try to hatch this. That
I agree with all of that.
Yeah,
I mean,
three or four people are going to hold out, and you're going to see a hung jury. Joe, what is
I believe that, too.
What's the number?
So my answer?
Yes.
Well, no one said it yet. 1776, which was a Broadway musical comedy, as you're aware, I'm sure. But it was a film, too. Yeah, and it was set in my hometown, Philadelphia.
That's a good one. That is a very good one. Let's go to Dennis in Cherry Hill. We got a musical selection. All right, Dennis, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, I'm looking at 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad by Meatloaf.
Yeah, why is that one? Why did you choose that?
I chose it because I've been listening to a lot of Meatloaf lately. I've been getting my daughter into it. You know, these 23-year-old kids, they have no taste in music, so we're going to correct that.
All right, there you go. We'll put you down for that one. All right, we'll take more calls on this coming up. That's Side Question today. In addition to that, we're going to check in with the Philadelphia Police Captain John Walker. Apparently, we're told recruiting of police is going pretty well. He'll give you the details. If it is, that says something that it can be done, and we're seeing a turn here. That's straight ahead, and Dom's Money Melody, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.